All right. What's going on? It's America Unplugged right here on, well, we're in a ton of places right now, so I can't even say that. I don't even know where we are, ladies and gents. My name is Billy Ray Valentine, Billy the Kid, and I'm hanging with the usual suspects right here on America Unplugged, the alternative to the alternative, the only true news show that you should be listening to. That's not true. But don't listen to CNN. If you're watching CNN, if you're watching Fox News, OAN, especially don't watch that. Newsmax, stay as far away as possible. You come here to America Unplugged and its affiliates. Ladies and gentlemen, the usual suspects are here. Mr. Tony Atterburn, the wisest of all the wolves. What's up?
I'm glad to be here, Billy, playing censorship chicken with you on these multiple platforms. Yeah, I went into the office this morning and filled up with gas, and I thought, you know what? I'm not doing my part yet. I'm not really truly expressing our values because I didn't pay $6 a gallon yet. But I guess that's coming soon, and the White House and Jen Psaki thinks that's really expressing our values. So look forward to that.
100%. Mr. Don Jeffries, the legendary. What is going on, sir? How are you? Say what's up to the people.
Hanging in there. Hello, people. I hope I see at least one person out there is on YouTube watching it and commenting already. So hopefully people are watching the live stream there. Seem to be on YouTube more than Facebook or Twitter. So good to see you out there. We'll have a great discussion. There's not much to talk about. Is there not much going on in the world? Is there?
No, absolutely not. There's nothing. Absolutely nothing going on. Let me bring in Sydney Power real quick. She wants to say hello.
I'm going to release the Kraken.
There she goes. What's going on? Yeah, so there's nothing going on in the world. Absolutely nothing. It's been so dull and so boring. But before we get into Russia and the Ukraine, which I really want to get your thoughts on, guys. You know, I want to talk about this story that came out that's not really getting a lot of attention. I mean, it's getting attention in the alternative, but that's it. Like, I mean, and it's been put out by the mainstream as everything is. Okay, so just a heads up. But more evidence that COVID was tinkered with in a lab. Now scientists find virus contains tiny DNA sequences that Moderna had patented 3 years before the pandemic. It's almost, what is it? Tony and I were talking before we went on air. 3 trillion times. What was it, Tony? It's just not freaking natural, right? I mean, go ahead.
That said, the team that studied this says there was a 1 in 3 trillion chance that Moderna's sequence randomly appeared through natural evolution. If you read the article, what's interesting is, you know, the experts, and I'll put this in quotations, that refute this study said, it was kind of a quirky coincidence.
Kind of quirky coincidence. Oh, my God. It's so quirky. What a coincidence. I mean, it has to be a coincidence, right? It can't be anything else, right? There's no possibility that maybe this was screwed with in a lab, right? And Moderna had the patents. And I feel very, very, very pissed off about that because, and Fauci's relationship with Moderna has gone largely, you know, not talked about really besides outside the alternative. And if you try to look it up now, they just debunk it, right? Or debunk it on their end or whatever. If you look these things up on Google and look at, just do it, go ahead and search engine Fauci and Moderna and see what you find. You're gonna have to dig a little bit to find some actual connections, because everything, the first five is debunked. Kenzie's joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Let's say what's up to Kenzie, the fourth member here of America Unplugged. Kenzie, how are you?
Hey.
Can we hear?
Yeah, Kenzie lives off grid and she sometimes has connection issues. I think it's warming up right now. So she'll, right, so she'll
let's let her warm up. She has to warm up her voice.
It is literally warming up in here. It is.
There she is, ladies and gentlemen. Kenzie, how are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. As good as we can be on a morning like this. So
right. I think I'm doing pretty well. I got a lot of sleep, which was dope. But we're talking about here that they found DNA sequences in COVID, you know, that was patented by Moderna. 3 years ago, or 3 years before the pandemic, I should say, not necessarily 3 years ago, 3 years before the pandemic. Tony, what are you thinking about this, man? Like, I mean, for me, It just solidifies something that we've suspected for a long, long time, right? Almost since the beginning of this, that this was created in a lab, right? But Moderna's involvement here and Fauci's involvement here is suspect, in my opinion. If they patented this 3 years ago, you know, what was their involvement in actually putting this thing together? And I don't think it's a far stretch to speculate. They had something to do with putting this thing out after they've become billionaires several times over, making $1,000 a minute profit, Moderna, admittedly, off of this. And now we find something like this. I don't know. It's really suspect to me. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, if you look at the establishment rights response to all of this, it's just one word. It's China. Right? China. You get your focus off the NIH. Get your focus off Anthony Fauci. Get your focus off the Nazi science and gain of function and things that we were doing since Operation Paperclip in the 1940s. And they don't ever want to talk about that. If you look at Moderna, the weird thing about this company, I guess you want to call it a company, this operation, whatever it is, it's mode RNA, this technology that they've wanted to start using on this gene therapy for many, many years. They've never released the product. It's been a pump and dump type situation where you've had we're going to have this breakthrough therapy, and they'll put it out, Wall Street goes bananas, and then it doesn't materialize. You fast forward and we have COVID-1984. All of a sudden, boom, there's this magic warp speed thing, right? And they're using their technology they've been working on. So no, I'm not a coincidence theorist. I just look at the facts, and these things made sense to us. And the alternative media, we were looking and say, okay, this is, you know, Wuhan, they have this lab there. They're doing gain of function research in conjunction with the NIH. You know, they moved, basically we offshored all of our abominable sciences to places like China. And then we see, you know, this pandemic, and all of us said, yo, that seems very logical that it's made in a lab. You weren't supposed to talk about that. But then they've changed the narrative again. You can talk about that, but only if it's China in the examination, not any of the things that we did. And I think Moderna is one of those pieces of the smoking gun. You know, that's what the article, this title, the smoking gun genetic sequence. I think this is where in you called it, you know, we were talking about what are the stories that you're not talking about while Ukraine is going on, right? This is what I told my audience this week. What is going on that you're not looking at? This is one of those things. Good find, Billy.
No, I mean, it's insane. It's insane. And then more stories come out. Now, the CDC is recommending taking the vaccine at a longer time before your last vaccination, right? It was 3 weeks for Pfizer, 4 weeks for Moderna, right? Now they're saying take longer to get it, especially for young men, because of myocarditis, right? So, I mean, if this isn't such a big deal, right? If it's so freaking rare, like they're saying, why are you taking these extra precautions now? You know, all of a sudden, you know, and now everything's coming apart over here. The mayor here, who is a gigantic piece of filth, he has announced here in New York that eventually the mandates are going to go away because he's following what everybody else is doing here in the United States now. You know, that the mandates are falling apart. This is all by design. I don't care. Tell me different, please. Like, if you have some information that you think it's not by design, please let me know. But this seems very, 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 you know what, quirky and coincidental to me. Since they use those terms, I'm going to go ahead and use them too. What's up, Don Jeffries?
Yeah, well, certainly. And first of all, I want to say hello to Felix and Chris and Carolyn. I know your names out there. Thanks for tuning in. You know, I have, I think that you can look at this two ways, and it's very similar to what, you know, from the very beginning, from March 2020, I've stressed and focused over and over again on how they're lying and they're overblowing everything, exaggerating the statistics, ascribing this virus to things that obviously it wasn't COVID or whatever it is. They really haven't isolated it. They certainly can't isolate these new variants and everything. It's 2 years in, so it's a very strange thing to begin with. Is it mythical? Is it largely mythical? I don't know. But then you have things like this where clearly there's other evidence that maybe they did do something in that lab. And I draw parallels to what we saw with AIDS, and I'm writing about it in Hidden History 3 now as I go back and look at that time. You did have the largely mythical element to AIDS, where you had Dr. Fauci at the center of that as well, where you had a lot of people who didn't have any symptoms at all, like my brother and who knows how many others, who went and got this HIV test, which is very much like the PCR test. Is it worthless? I don't know. Seems like it largely was. And they tested positive. And especially in the gay community, they started panicking. And so what was the solution? Dr. Fauci and company gave them this AZT, which was a failed chemotherapy drug. You know how bad it has to be if the cancer industry rejected it. And I think that's what killed most of the people that died of so-called AIDS. And what happened once they stopped giving them AZT, AIDS did pretty much disappear. Now, of course, they're reviving it and talking about it because all this stuff is kind of mixed together, where you have the same kind of elements here where there's so many aspects to it where, you know, people call it a hoax or whatever. Well, certainly the COVID narrative has been overblown. We don't really know what's happening out there. But then you have the same kind of thing where in the AIDS element, you also had the Stryker brothers and people like who both died young after writing the Stryker memorandum that found that something nefarious was going on out at Fort Detrick, Maryland. They were messing with this. And when they asked for volunteers, you know, they specifically asked for their hepatitis B vaccine. They asked for promiscuous males. Why? You know, it made no sense. So clearly that was, somebody was messing with something there. And then what happened? You see what happened there. I mean, I don't know how many people died because they were messing with it or how many people died because they gave them AZT. Same thing is happening here. It appears, as Billy Ray has talked about in New York, where you saw the empty hospitals early on, and then you saw like one hospital that was overrun. So, and I've talked to people, Tim Kelly in the conspiracy world, that had something. You know, he had something where he's in that, of course, he was in the hospital too. So who knows how much their care contributed to it. So it appears where we're dealing with a couple of different things where the something was weaponized. I don't know who's getting it. Of course, we should all fear to get some kind of weaponized virus. But there's so many others where we know that died in motorcycle accidents and died completely other comorbidities and didn't even test positive at the time that died of it. So I think it's a complex thing here. But however you look at it, as always, we're being lied to.
No, I think you're right, Don. And it's important to note a little bit of what you said there. Right. Like with the hospitals here in New York. Right. That they said everything was overflowing. It wasn't the case. And anybody that lives here in New York knows that. But there were some hospitals, one or two, that were overflowing. And this is what the media concentrated on and spread that to the rest of the nation and the world. And I think that that's a good way of looking at the COVID narrative in itself. Right. They concentrate on the worst part of it, blow it up, and they make people think that it's worse than what it actually is. The fact that people are finding this, patented material in the DNA of COVID, that leads me to believe that they have something, right? They have the virus and they're picking it apart, right? And it's chimeric, right? And giving props to Alex Jones for a bit. I think he was the first one that I heard talk about the HIV component in the virus, right? And some people, I don't remember, I know it was in Australia, after taking the vaccine or something, they started testing positive for HIV. It was a false positive, but they did test positive. I remember that. So I mean, that's the way to look at this thing in general, is that it's something. Let's not think that it's nothing, that it's made up. It is something. And it is going around, and it was, in my opinion, it was created in a lab. I think it's a bioweapon. Who knows what it's doing to people in the long run? And plus the vaccine itself, who knows what that's going to do to people in the long run? We know what it's doing to people in the short run with the myocarditis and kids all of a sudden getting heart attacks. And that's perfectly natural. It's perfectly normal. It's been happening since I've been alive. I don't know about you guys, but I see kids drop left and right from heart attacks. I see it all the time, you know, We're being tested on, in my opinion. Just saying, you know. But we need to also find a way to look at this rationally and say, you know, it does exist, but maybe it's not doing what they say that it's doing, right? And 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 even they say that it's not doing it. 99% to 97% recovery rate for this thing. Kenzie, what is going on? I am anxious to hear what you have to say. What's up?
As of right now, for me, the whole COVID narrative has kind of been put on the back burner. There is some interesting stuff going on here with we've been calling it Super HIV because you got to be real careful on YouTube. But with the HIV type thing, I mean, you've got big. I'm actually suspended on YouTube right now for reading a Forbes article and playing the BBC video. I didn't have any opinions on it. I'm just like, hey, I'm going to let you guys see this. This is from quote unquote the official sources, right? And it's interesting that they would actually have to come out and even write about this to do a video explaining to you what's going on and why it's there. I do find it really interesting that in the beginning of COVID, you know, there was the thought of like, hey, why does this virus look like HIV? And I couldn't tell you. Like, I'm not a scientist. I don't sit in a lab all day. Like, I have no idea. Just take it for what it is with a grain of salt.
Right.
But now with the vaccine, I think that that's very possible. And kind of like what Don was talking about with the scenarios throughout history where we have these small epidemics or pandemics, the media kind of hypes it up. You get a select group of people to come in. I find it interesting that we get spikes in these cases after they want to give you a medication or inject you with something. That is odd. And I think that within the next 5 to 10 years, we're really going to see whatever this virus was, whatever this vaccine is when we're going to see this play out. But what I can say, like, we do have some folks, I hope I'm not steering us off course. We do have some folks talking a little bit about Ukraine here. And what I find interesting about this is like, Ukraine is just a sacrificial lamb in all of this. But with the Great Reset that's coming, think about what COVID did for us as far as the track and trace apps, people getting used to showing their IDs. And now you've got problems at different borders around the world, which could become a global issue. Dang. Like, I find it interesting. And the Great Reset isn't happening, right, without total collapse of probably multiple currencies. There might be a rush to safety in the dollar. There might be a rush to safety somewhere else in some other form of fiat. But all of them at the end of the day will collapse. And by striking this up with Ukraine, we've just given the green pass to bail out a ton of central banks. And depending on how much stimulus they need depends on how far this goes. And it's just another perfect layer to this Great Reset. I mean, COVID just slid us right into that. It feels like it doesn't go together, but it really does with the amount of stress that's already been put on the world and how just compliant they've become because they're tired.
That's a very astute observation, and it makes freaking perfect sense, to be honest. Chris Graves, what's up? I see you. Men in Black, what's going on? Who else? Gammy, what's up, Gammy? How you doing? Good to see you. And we're going to get to everybody over at YouTube. There's some more people over there. Want to say what's up to all of you guys in just a sec. Tone, give me some thoughts, man. This is leading us down a path, right? And we're always looking at how these things connect, and whether it be just a quirky coincidence, because that's what these things are, Tone. They're quirky coincidences.
One in three trillion usually. Right,
of course. You know, so that's what these things are. Quirky, whether it be a quirky coincidence that we have to show our papers now for everything. What are you thinking? What are you thinking about what Kenzie just had to say?
I thought that the timeline is very important to look at from the following the narrative from the beginning of COVID-1984. And you go back and you see, well, it was bat soup. It was a pangolin and a bat, and they met in the air, and all of a sudden there was this, they fell into some soup and people were infected. Right. And we just laughed at that. And it was a conspiracy theory. Oh, it was not made in a lab, conspiracy theory. Well, then you get to the point where we all kind of look around and said, well, even if it was made in a lab, it's not, you know, thank God it's not really killing the amount of people that they put in those projections, you know, it's 2 million, 3 million, 4 million in the first 6 months and all this stuff and this hype. And we all started looking around right about that time. If you recall, it was John Stewart, right? He goes on with Colbert and he says, you know, I'd like to thank science for creating this vaccine for something that science made, you know, and people went,
I remember.
And so that changed it again, because what was happening is we were all looking around going, wait a minute. This isn't as bad as you guys make it out to be. There is a novel, if you know this, and again, I don't want to get into the terrain theory and all this stuff about, you know, germs and viruses, but we kind of looked around and said, this could be a novel, you know, flu, whatever. It's just the life as usual. And they said, but did we mention it's made in a lab? That's when that changed. And so you started seeing that big push during all the mass vaccination. Did we mention it was made? It was kind of just, we were at a point where people were about to walk away from it. They pulled you right back in. And so that's what I think when I look at stories like Moderna, I'm wondering, is this a problem reaction solution situation where, hey, we did tinker with some stuff and we need oversight. What you need is a complete department of vaccination in the United States. You need a federal department of some kind of oversight. It's not that we're going to even question the science behind vaccines at all. We're going to actually create a new department to oversee. We'll get you better ones. This won't happen again. You know, so more top-down control, more consolidation. You know, if you read the SPARS document, it's really going like clockwork. I mean, we're syncing up with the SPARS document from Johns Hopkins in 2017, starting to throw the people that push the narrative under the bus. I mean, other countries like Great Britain is walking away from their mandates, Billy. And now got the issue with the Ukraine, and this, I think Kinsey's absolutely right. There's a pivot going on here. You can feel it. There's a pivot going to something else, but they left all the bones and the structure of the control grid for the Great Reset in place. This is all of this is a probe of the perimeter, seeing, you know, can they collect a database of people that stand up to it? Can they start censoring those who speak out against it? Can they consolidate their power? That's what they're doing. This is a long-term plan. If you look at Agenda 2030, you look at the timeline that we're on, 8 years out from that milestone that was put, I think this was in the early 2000s, they had that milestone from the, you know, agenda from the 21st century, from the UN to Agenda 2030. But look at the World Economic Forum. They sync up with it. All these same entities syncing up with 2030. They're pushing their timeline. And I think this is all part of it.
Show me your papers, Mr. Don Jeffries, before you speak, sir. And make sure you stay 6 feet away from me, please. A couple of masks, the whole deal. What are you thinking about this?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot, obviously a lot involved. And as Tony mentioned, whether it's the Agenda 2030, you know, we know that the conference where Bill Gates and company, I think it was like October of 2019 or whatever, right before the pandemic, they were preparing for just this thing. All the references from Gates and many other notable figures with Fauci, I think, that said when Trump became president that there will be a big pandemic or he'll have to, we hadn't had a real pandemic that I would have called a pandemic since the flu of 1918. Why would somebody, you know, a century later be making a ridiculous prediction like that? There was no logical reason to do it unless you had some inside knowledge that this was going to happen. So, you know, we never know. I write history and we know that, you know, the history is written by the victors and clearly we always lose. So, you know, to the historians and everything, we look at AIDS and, you know, AIDS was started because a monkey bit an African on the ass. You know, somehow that created this and it went after gay people, you know, pretty much. I mean, those are the kind of nonsensical explanations we get. And you get people like the Stryker brothers that are swept into the dustbin of history and people forget the, you know, Fort Detrick, Maryland, all that. And it's going to be the same thing here. Unless we can ever get the upper hand here, history is going to be written that I don't know how they may go back to the open market thing or bats or something. I mean, it's just it's no more ridiculous than the monkey and the African theory, and it's just a question of when the end game is. And I've never understood what the end game is there. Maybe what we're seeing in Russia and Ukraine, maybe they're going to transition to one of their more conventional methods of distraction and distract us with this ridiculous foreign intervention that has nothing to do with America. Maybe they're going to do that. I don't know. I gave up guessing at this stuff a long time ago. All I know is that even if it goes away, it's transformed America like Trump did. It's divided us even further. And you have more certifiable crazy people that bought into this because they're never going to admit they were wrong. So if they will never say we were right about anything. So they're swallowing the whole thing. And like I said, if they tell them to get a vaccine, a daily vaccine, they'll get it. I mean, they're not questioning anything at all. And, that's where we are at this point.
Kenzie, I'm coming to you right now, but, man, I'm going to butcher your name, dude. Sorry about that. Can somebody help me with this? I'm Sirik. Just going with the Sirik.
I think I tried Chris. My best.
That's Chris. That's Chris. It's his name backwards. I know he posts like that. That's Chris Gray.
Is it real?
Okay.
Yes. That's him.
Oh, okay. Well, why are you doing that, Chris? Come on. Anyway, like, listen. Right. Like, come on. Like, I don't have a hard enough time reading these things with my vision. Okay, listen. America's pandemic war games don't end well. One simulation, Dark Winter, of an uncontrolled disease outbreak concluded with riots and the National Guard on the streets. I think we need to start looking at that. It's a very real possibility. Will it happen? I hope it doesn't. It's possible. Like Tony mentioned with the Spars document, we've been following it almost step by step here. It's uncanny. It's a quirky coincidence. This is just like there's a lot of quirky coincidences going on in life lately. But I'm not ruling it out. Having some type of military presence on the street at some point.
It looks like they just released something on Netflix, kind of like that.
Tell me, Kenji, what's up?
I hadn't watched it yet. But I seeing what's the latest or what's trending or whatever last night. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of these foreign movies. I don't put those down. They're actually like really good. I feel bad for even watching Netflix. There's like this super soldier, right? That's off grid out in the woods, and you've got like military checks going on, and he's hiding some girl that might be diseased or something weird like that. But you've got the military checks going on. You've got the ex super soldier that's going to like save the world or however they want to see it. I'm not really sure, but there's been enough of these movies coming out now where I wouldn't be surprised. And is it a trendy thing to maybe produce? Sure, but this has been going on for I don't know how long as far as the outbreak kinds of movies go.
Right.
And what is it? Like one of the longest running shows or zombie show? What is that zombie show everybody likes?
Walking Dead.
Yeah. Yeah, people love that. And it's great. Like it seems pretty accurate. I haven't watched all of it, but I've seen enough of it to go, okay, there's something to this. It would be so easy. Like, and even if we do break out into war game, like real war games going on throughout the world, if countries fall enough, like the US, we don't have supplies, we don't have what you need, you can guarantee we're going to have outbreaks. There's no hygiene. You're just worried about like getting your next meal or something. So if we had a complete breakdown in society or government controlled all of your resources, it could be lab produced. It could just come up on its own, but with no hygiene, things get a little bit wild. Like I can see this happening. The Dark Winter scenarios, easy to see. Easy.
Right. No, and you brought up The Walking Dead, right? And it could have been priming from the beginning. I love the first season, and I've said it before, but the first season of that show is one of the best seasons of television, period. It's just freaking great. But can it happen? Like, look at it. I don't know if it's the CDC or the Department of Homeland Security that has a whole section on a zombie apocalypse. Like,
don't
legit. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's both of them. I know one of them does, for sure. But go on there and check it out. They have a whole section on the zombie apocalypse. It's kind of tongue in cheek, but it's still there. So it's something to look at. Tony, I'm coming to you. Listen, tell me something. What the hell is going on with Russia and the Ukraine? I didn't think it was going to happen. I just didn't, and this is a result of the boy who cried wolf. They keep talking about it and talking about it and talking about
exactly.
it. And then it doesn't happen. And then it does. It's like, whoa. So you called it, sir. You said it right here on America Unplugged. I want to say about a month ago, at least, that this was going to go down. And now you hear from the mainstream, if I tune into anything to try to watch, you hear that they're taking over the entire country. Right. And then that they're trying to change religions. Right. Trying to keep everybody Christian. Yeah. Or make them Christian in the country. So many things are going on. There's even rumors amongst the mainstream that Vladimir Putin is going to go invade other countries. He's not stopping here. He's Adolf Hitler, ladies and gents. Right. That's what's going down. Tell me something about it, Tom.
Well, it's going to be hard to take over the world when your economy is about the size of Texas. And of course, Russia is a very powerful nation, formerly the Soviet Union. They have about 10,000 nuclear weapons, nuclear submarines, but nothing like the army that they had prior to 1991. I mean, they were the mighty Soviet Union.
Right.
It must be interesting if you're a mainstream media talking head, hairdo, Operation Mockingbird person. This all seems new to you. Like, he invaded Ukraine. Why?
No, it's a quirky coincidence.
This is amazing. This is Poland, 1939, September 1st. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. This has been a long time coming. People don't realize that you go back to the fall of the Soviet Union when Gorbachev said no mas there, and on Christmas of 1991, the Soviet Union broke into 16 pieces. And one of the guarantees from the United States, Secretary of State James Baker made, was that if they withdrew their forces into the original borders of Russia, if they took the Soviet troops, the Red Army, and pulled them back, that we would not expand NATO. You know, NATO is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, who started in the 50s to push back against Soviet expansion after World War II. You know, they'd just gotten the bomb in 1947. They were starting to, you know, expand. There was the revolution in Greece. So we pushed back. It was the Truman Doctrine. And they had the Warsaw Pact. We had NATO. Well, the Soviet Union went away. There was no reason for NATO anymore. But of course, the military industrial complex and neoconservatives and people like Paul Wolfowitz, they pushed for this, you know, world domination by the American military and empire. And that has been expanding into Russia's face. First of all, we broke our word. Then we've been expanding in their face for many years. And I mean, we put missiles, I think it was in Azerbaijan, but under the Bush administration, which I thought was fascinating. And I said, well, are we really going to placate this? And Bush said it was for defense against Iran. That's what they said. We're putting missiles right on their doorstep. You know, and I opened up my show on Thursday, and I kind of read a simulated article. And I said, you know, what if, you know, basically Mexico had signed a trade pact and economic union with China? And China was going to have full access to their ports and proximity to the U.S. And we toppled their government, and the media praised Joe Biden for it, because we're going to let Chinese military power right on our border, you know, having no say in border disputes, having to deal with the Chinese. We would be justified in kicking them out. We'd be justified in expelling that government for security reasons. We've had something called the Monroe Doctrine since the 19th century here in this country. And that basically no colonization from foreign powers in our hemisphere. I think that's a fair deal. Russia has been this. And again, I'm not excusing war. Anybody listens to my show, I mean, right behind me on the shelf, I've got, you know, Smedley Butler's War is a Racket. You can always see it. I'm against war. I don't like it. You know, I find it to war is the health of the state, and it's organized murder. But again, if you're going to everything that we've done as a country to Russia involving Ukraine, and a lot of the people in media will call it the Ukraine. The reason they call it the Ukraine is it's always been a territory for the most part, you know, and it's only recently been, you know, autonomous, been its own country. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with this being, but the problem is we want to park missiles there. We want to bring it into NATO. Right. Where, you know, there's reports, and I can't verify this at all, but there's reports even on some alternative media that we were tinkering with biological weapons in that sector on the border with Russia, which wouldn't surprise me at all.
Wouldn't be surprised at all, right?
You know, there's many facets to this, and a lot of people don't. I mean, this Ukraine. Does anybody remember what Ukraine has been a kitty? You know, what you call a kitty, where you just go get money from it. If you're a corrupt person like Joe Biden or his son or any of these other politicians, Ukraine's just been the thing. You get it from Burisma. You know, this has been going on, and they want to use these countries, these former Soviet bloc countries, as a proving ground, as a way to get cash, as a way to funnel things through. And if I'm the Russians, I see that as a threat. And a lot of the things that we've been doing have been acts of war. And now the media is playing this victim game. And of course, they're pumping it up as Vladimir Putin's going to take over the world. He's going to restore Christendom. Folks, and I'll say this and I'll quit. But the Russians, if you don't understand demography as destiny, the Russian people have been losing about 2 million net population a year since the fall of the Soviet Union. Their population in 2050 will be what ours was in 1947. And some projections call by the end of this century, Russia will be at about 81 million, which is what our population was at the time of Theodore Roosevelt. This is not the new Hitler. This is not, I mean, with this, again, people don't even know that part of their history. But I would say watch this closely, because it can lead to other things. And there's trip wires here that could initiate a third world war.
Peter in the chat, what's going on? This is key, what Tony is saying, the original agreement regarding NATO. We broke the agreement and kept expanding NATO. That's a spot on, Peter. The only thing I would correct is we didn't do shit. They did that. They did that. And we have to, and by we, I mean we the people, we have to start making these, you know, these obvious separations between what they do and what we do. We didn't do this shit. They did that. Yeah, they're going to war. I'm not going to war.
He was a great liar. James Baker was a magnificent liar. James Baker is who they brought in 2000 to make sure that little boy Bush won.
There you go. All right. Don, what's up? What are your thoughts?
Well, I want to say hi to Peter as well. Peter Tikash, Chris Graves. Two of my research, as long as Bob Wilson, these guys send me so much material. Peter just sent me a lot of great stuff about FDR I'm looking for stuff on Woodrow Wilson now. But, you know, I always blanch at this emphasis on foreign policy. And this has been around probably since the Wilson administration, when Woodrow Wilson became the first globalist or would-be globalist in the White House, where we started before that, you know, American, they smear everybody's isolationists. Read George Washington's farewell address, father of our country. And he talked about no entangling alliances with other nations. Now, of course, we have about as entangled alliance as possible with Israel, which runs our foreign policy typically. But in this case, you know, we have had been served what H.L. Mencken, one of the many great liberals that existed way back when in the 1920s and 30s, a great journalist. He said that practical politics has become nothing more than an endless series of hobgoblins to scare the public and to clamor for safety. That's exactly what's going on here. That's exactly what's been going on. I would, if I'd been alive back then, I wouldn't have cared about the dreaded Hun, World War II. I wouldn't have, fallen for the dirty, sneaky, rotten Japs, or even the Hitler demonization. I would, and certainly in more modern times, Castro, Saddam Hussein, Noriega, Osama bin Laden, most of whom were CIA assets to begin with, until they suddenly turned them into villains, like pro wrestling, WWE. Sometimes they go from good guys to bad guys. You know, that's the script calls for. That's what this is. Putin is playing a role, and yeah, on the surface of it, I don't think it was necessarily a good move in the eyes of the world to go into Ukraine. But he has, you know, looking at it logically, he has the same kind of rationale, more rationale than we've had in all the countries we've invaded. You can't have any geographical connection to Afghanistan or Iraq or Yemen or all. You know, I've lost track of how many countries we've invaded. And note that when we invaded those countries, Russia didn't respond. The international community didn't respond with outrage. China, nobody said, oh, that's horrible. There's the U.S. going again, invading another country. Nobody said a word because we're just allowed to do it. I mean, and those were sovereign nations. We hear the people, if they care about sovereignty, they don't believe in sovereignty. They did. If they did, they wouldn't have open borders, be allowing people to come across it. And by the way, that southern border remains wide open, but we're concerned about Ukraine borders. So this is insane. I prefer just to ignore what's going on in the world. It lies, because as long as you have the America right now is analogous to a house where the roofs have caved in completely, not leaking anymore, it's caved in completely. And instead of trying to get it repaired or doing anything, we're walking around the neighborhood and looking at the other roofs. That's what we're doing. And that's, I mean, it's absolutely insane with the state of America right now, with inflation through the roof, with this absurd COVID narrative, locking down everything, destroying small business forever. We don't even know how many people are unemployed, because they, like everything else, they send out phony statistics for it. Everything is fake in America. We have, you know, free speech has been all but outlawed. No one believes in the Bill of Rights anymore. This is a horrible situation in America, and our infrastructure is a complete joke. Beyond third world. There's nothing, as you look around, you can't find a positive note anywhere. Believe me, I try, but I can't when I'm talking about it. There's no silver lining anywhere. And Joe Biden, again, is just as much a puppet. People that blame Biden, you really think Biden even understands what's going on? They have to probably tell him. I mean, Biden is no more responsible for this than any other president would be. These guys are puppets. And Biden, I think, more and more was put into office because he's perfect. He's a perfect symbol for the collapse of America. See, he looks like someone who's personally collapsed. So he's perfect for this. He looks like somebody that doesn't know what's going on, isn't about to be able, if he makes any decision, it's always wrong because he's got the wrong, you know, the wrong people that have screwed up this country telling him to do so. So as I understand it, he's already asked for $6.4 billion to be sent to the Ukraine. Just imagine what $6.4 billion injected into our country in terms of, rebuilding roads and just, you know, even handouts to the people. If you're going to be handing out money, how about handing it out to the people that need it? Nothing for the American people. Instead, they're cutting back all the time. And this is insane. Call me an isolationist. They can smear us all they want. You have to take care. Anybody knows that. You take care of your own interests first. You take care of your own home first. Get your own house in order before you tell any. And even if we didn't have this disastrous foreign policy, where we're guilty of doing everything we're accusing other people of, even if we didn't, we have no business with the state of our country. We have no business, you know, lecturing any allegedly third world country when we're the world's wealthiest banana republic. Our country is a mess. We have no business saying one word to anybody until we clean up our own act. And we're not about to do that. And it's watching the media. I was forced to, when I was getting my car repaired the other day, I was forced to watch The View because they had it on there in the waiting room. And just one time, to hear Whoopi Goldberg, I mean, she was drooling. She was like John McCainiac. I guess they gave her a talk after she, you know, made her comment about the Jews and, you know, almost canceled. But I mean, she was saying, I can't believe all the Putin apologists. Putin apologists? Again, so Trump is right in the middle of this too. I've told people, I said, I can tell when you're talking about Trump just because he's kind of come out, you know, against it or just criticizing Biden, then you guys have to be for it. I mean, if somebody had to tell Trump, you know, just take the opposite position on everything and maybe, you know, we can sway people back to our side. If you come out and say, well, you get tough with Putin, maybe people would say, well, it's kind of foolish. Because there's so much involved there with his personality. And again, the left is being absolutely crazy, wanted to demonize Putin. And this Putin is the latest boogeyman. Just insert any previous boogeyman in there. Osama bin Laden, Saddam Hussein, Fidel Castro. Go back as far as you want. And I can't believe it's very disillusioning to see how people continue. The American public is so stupid. And there's no other reason. They're so dumbed down. There's no other way you can't sugarcoat it, to continually fall for almost word for word the same propaganda from when the dreaded Hun in the 19 teens over a century ago was, you know, supposedly bayoneting babies or whatever they claimed. I mean, it's the same nonsense we hear over and over again, and it doesn't matter. The people still fall for it every time. So I don't have audio. I don't know what's going to happen, but obviously there's nothing. We shouldn't be involved at all. We shouldn't care. It's their problem. There's lots of bad things going on all around the world. We can't possibly police them when we can't, all the awful stuff that's going on here. But the only two options they're giving are horrible. If they put sanctions on Russia, mm-hmm. that's going to backfire on us and make things even worse here, maybe cause power outages, and blame on Putin. And, of course, the even worse option would be to send military troops over there. Ukraine border is not worth one American finger.
Thank you. Billy, can I speak on this?
Of course you can.
Okay, Don just got me so hyped because I'm just glad somebody has mentioned it. What we're having right now is maybe there was some kind of, I don't like to call it the Great Awakening, but people realized for a second that they had a little bit of power, right? During the whole trucker convoy in Canada, maybe that was a bit too much. The one in DC, I don't really trust it. Canada might have been organic. All right, people felt like they had some power. The same thing is whenever we put Trump in office and people thought that they had a voice again, is kind of what I see playing out with what's going on in Ukraine, because you've got the super religious, you can't really say woke because that's the left now, but the people that were kind of awake to things. And then you have the Q-tards. All of them are foaming at the mouth right now because Putin has been allowed to be this based character in our lives. He says a lot of things that we can agree with, but we all need to remember who's been pictured with Klaus Schwab, who's in charge of the Great Reset. Putin's been there. Trump's been there. Trudeau's been there. Biden's been there. They're all shaking hands and having drinks in the back room together. It's all a big show. It is WWE. So the last thing that I want anybody to do here is pick a side. Yeah, Ukraine, the US, we have done too much. We've broken some agreements that, you know, Russia had with them. Things are getting a little bit sloppy over there, but a deal was made. Putin was allowed to do this. He's allowed to go so far. If they want it to ramp up, it's going to ramp up, and it's all to keep you on some kind of side to switch up the narrative and to get your popcorn and sit down and just hype for one team or the other when you should just be concerned about yourself. I personally don't, I wish I could just remove myself from the equation of what's going on here. The only reason I even get concerned with something like this popping off is because I know that financially it's going to affect me. It's going to affect you. I don't know where you guys are in your preparedness, but none of us are to like the goal. I don't know who can just sit back and go, I'm fine. You know, it's kind of like the meme of the dog and all the fire and it's, I'm fine. This is fine. But everything around you is burning.
Burning, right.
It's burning. And it, I just don't know why people get sucked right back into it. Like, I can promise you none of this is about exposing more stuff on the Biden family. They're not hunting pedophiles in the tunnels of Ukraine. Like, none of this is going on. Maybe there's something religious here that plays out, but that shouldn't be your main concern either. This is all about that reset that's coming and you picking a side and feeling okay with the direction that it's going. Everybody's just rooting for their team, one side or the other. Hoorah, here we go.
Well, 100%, Kenzie, I agree with everything that you just said. And not only that, that was my next thing. How do we prepare? We need to prepare because it's going to affect us inevitably. So I'm going to throw that to Tone and I'm going to throw that to Don. But no, a lot of incredible points there. With what's going on, right? And why are we picking a side? This does not involve us, right? And to the WWE point, you know, and I've been going through this like while this whole thing has been unfolding. To what level is it? It's definitely WWE-ish, right? Mm-hmm. You know, these people get together and talk and all that other stuff. They're really not pissed off at each other for the most part. But to what level, you know, like how much of this, like Kenzie said, it was allowed, right? Like, Putin was allowed to do what he is doing, and it's for a reason. But how much of it is that? Like in here in the alternative media, right? We sit in, well, you know, in the conspiratorial world, let me say. We think everything is completely and totally controlled. Is that the case? You know, or is are there? I tend to think that some of these minds are colonized and they're wound up and made to go in a direction. You know, and let people go. I think that's what it is, more or less. Tony, I want to get your thoughts on this, man. Come on.
Well, wasn't it Shakespeare that said all the world's a stage? And maybe yes. It just means actually all the world is staged. I'm not 100% on this. I mean, you know, Kinsey mentioned Q. And, you know, after Q is R, right? So maybe R is for Russia. Maybe we finally figured it out. Maybe we
decoded. Good job.
I think,
R, you know, is for Russia.
This, everything falls apart when you start looking at when they say our values are threatened. What are our values at this point?
Does anyone know?
Does anybody know what our value is? We got to defend democracy. Well, if that's the case, we got to invade ourselves. I mean, what are we talking about? So this all nonsense, psychobabble and crazy. I mean, everything that's coming out of Washington is a complete lie. It's all diluted. And most people know this, like, you know, that old Barry Goldwater slogan, in your heart, you know, he's right. You know, that's the thing is, in your heart, you know, that your conspiracy theorist friend is more right than wrong now. You know, right? You may not want to admit it. Maybe uncomfortable truth, but that's where we are in the world. So yeah, you question everything, especially war, especially conflicts. I mean, and in this issue, I don't have a side. I don't want to be a part of it. It's not our core. I'll stay out. What I want people to understand, though, we have to talk about it. We have to pick it apart because they are creating that divide with this conflict.
Right.
Again, this is it's opportune for them. Especially the issue of projection. You know, mm-hmm. We can project all the things that we're actually doing, you know, locking people down, bankrupting people, taking their bank accounts, spying on them. And we can project that on Putin. And if you notice too, this is maybe, you know, Don's right. You know, we're actually already in World War III, and I think that's more apt than anything. But maybe this is woke war one. Like, this is the woke war, right? Because it's all about woke. When the reason that Whoopi Goldberg is angry at this is because you have those headlines on Drudge, like Putin's restoring Christendom, right? That is a key word. That's a trigger word,
right?
To get the woke left and the people. No, 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 you can't. That's oppressive. You know, it's
wow.
They're establishing that, and look at this is all a war on your mind,
right?
And the forces, the powers that be, whatever they are, lizard based one, they're bombarding your mind, softening it up to accept things. Like, and then you can go, oh, well, I'll take a side here, when really there is no good side in this conflict. It's just, if you want to understand why it happened, don't listen to the mainstream.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Listen, I will tell you about values. America first. That's the value. That's the real American value. Vladimir Putin and me, Donald Trump, we're friends. This would never happen under me. Okay? Ever. Ever. All right, Don Jeffries, what's up?
Yeah, you're right. And that's exactly the way Trump would put it. And I don't know, maybe it wouldn't have. I don't know if the script would have been written any different. But yeah, Tony raised the point when Jen Psaki talks about American values. And I've said before that we're so divided as a country, but we may be the first country, I don't know, the history of the world, where there's not a single unifying principle, a single unifying value that everyone can rally around, all Americans rally around. Certainly not the flag. You know, a lot of people just despise the very notion of the flag, and maybe with good reason. Not the sanctity of life. You can even agree on that at all. You know, what do we, a lot of us certainly can't rally around the value that, you know, anyone can choose their gender and men can have babies. Some people have that now. So, I mean, there's not one unifying principle at all. So I don't exactly, what are her values mean? I mean, you don't believe in the Constitution. You're sworn to uphold. You don't believe in the Bill of Rights because you don't believe in free speech. Right. You want to cancel people all the time for their opinion. So exactly, what are your values? And I don't know what they are. And I think, again, America has, not that it was, you know, great, you know, for a very long time, but we have lost our way completely. When you see the, you know, the show that's out there now, when you have the people in charge, it's like a clown show. It's almost like a group of Batman villains. I mean, they look that way, some of them. And it's they're so cartoonish. And the incompetence is mixed in, is now superseded the corruption. To have people like, you know, Kamala Harris and Maxine Waters and Biden himself. These people are more incompetent than corrupt. I don't think if you're a conspirator, you're going to really give them that much inside information. You're just going to wind them up and let them do their thing. And you know that they're just always going to do the wrong thing. That's why you put them in power. So that's where we are now. So to be listening to these people, they have nothing of value to say. And I just by the fact, I don't think Putin's a good guy, but just a simple rule of thumb for me has always been whatever the mainstream media is saying, and they're always saying something. There's a narrative. There's no dissent at all allowed. Tucker Carlson's trying a little bit in the mainstream media, but he's hanging on by his fingertips. But everybody else is just banging this drum that, you know, Putin's a new Hitler. But whenever there's a narrative like that, it's just usually wise to assume, okay, that's false, and go the other direction. So they're lying as always, but unfortunately, we don't have any power over what's going to come next. They're going to decide what they're going to do. And they wouldn't care if they had a poll that 99% of Americans, not that that would happen in this divided country, you know, was against what they were doing. They're going to do what they want to do.
All right. Kenzie, I'm coming to you. You're going to get the final word before we get up out of here. Let me go to the chat over on YouTube. Jennifer, what's up? How are you? What's up, Chris? How you doing? Peter, what's going on? What do we have here? CW, how are you, CW? Let me see. More Peter, more Jennifer. Give me a sec. Let me get everything else. More Peter. Oh, Kat. What's up, Kat? How are you? Good to see you. Who else do we have here? I just want to make sure I get everybody. Felix, what's going on, Felix? What's going on, Dan? How are you? Thank you for being here on this afternoon. Well, it's afternoon here in New York. Wherever you are, thank you for being here. And I think there's one more. Kim Sue. There you go. And Georgia. What's going on, Kim Sue? What's going on, Georgia? What's going on, Felix? Thank you all for being here. Everybody listening after the fact, we appreciate it. Kenzie, we appreciate you. Closing thoughts, you get them today. Go ahead.
Thank you, guys. Just be very wary, guys. Keep your eyes and ears peeled. The narrative is rapidly changing here, and It sucks to pay attention to it, but I most certainly would. Like, I wouldn't be keeping more in your bank accounts than what you need to pay your bills. I would spend money if you've got it on things that you need, because that dollar is worthless. Gold, silver, Bitcoin, land. Like, start making some moves right now. Right now is not the time to sit and wait. Sit down with your partner or by yourself and put together a good plan for going forward, because inflation, stagflation, hyperinflation, whatever it might be, don't get left on your ass.
Damn, Kenzie, we got to have a talk, man. Seriously. Hey, listen, it's America Unplugged, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate the hell out of each and every one of you tuning in live on Rockfin, what's going on, and everywhere else you're tuning in. Also on the podcast after the fact, go check it, AmericaUnplugged.com, on Apple Podcasts and anywhere else you can find podcasts. Go over there and subscribe. Give us a rating. Somebody gave us a rating. We said we were going to read those out. We need to start doing that. So next week, if you give us a 5-star rating, we will read it on air and shout you out. Not that we don't shout you out anyway, but we will read your comment on air. We would really appreciate that. The usual suspects, ladies and gents, Mr. Tony Atterburn, tell them where they can find you.
You could find me at Arterburn.news or wisewolf.gold. You know, Kinsey was talking about getting out of the fiat currency system. You know, your bet your bottom dollar. Well, the dollar is going to the bottom, so you might want to consider getting out of it and into something like sound money, hard assets, wisewolf.gold. And I would say too, Billy, absolutely right. I'm the one that said we were going to read the reviews. I dropped the ball on that. I've actually got two of them ready to go for next week, so we'll have more. So go give us a review anywhere podcasts are found, and we will read them.
We will read them. Big shouts to Mandeer. What's up, buddy? How you doing? All right. Don Jeffries, let them know.
Well, look at my show, I Protest, streams on the same channel. So exactly what you're watching now. There's live on Rockfin, my Facebook page, my YouTube channel, and my Twitter page. Thanks to the great producer, Tony Arterburn, who does it. That's every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. I Protest. The Donald Jeffrey Shows airs every Wednesday on Acelli.com from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern, and a lot of other places as well. You can find my writings at DonaldJeffries.media or DonaldJeffries.news. My latest book is On Borrowed Fame. That's out there. So you know, Google me, search for me. You'll find more than you want to know.
More than you want to know. Stephanie in London, what is going on? Thank you for the shouts all the way from across the pond. We appreciate it. Kenzie, where can we find you? Let them know.
YouTube, Fringe News, and same on Twitter. I might be a little bogged down because of the algorithms, and everyone thinks that it's cool to be Fringe now. I am the original Fringe News.
Fringe News, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you go check that. And my name is Billy Ray Valentine, Billy the Kid. You know where you can find me. You can find me right here on America Unplugged every Saturday, along with these two fine gentlemen and a lovely lady from time to time. And of course, you can go check me over at the Infinite Fringe. You know, we're cousins here. Kenzie was the original. I came right afterwards. The Infinite Fringe, ladies and gents, go check it. All right. And give me a 5-star rating over there. We got all types of shows dropping. Don's going to be on for an independent one. Tony's going to be on for an independent one. And we got to get Kenzie on the Fringe too. Yes. So go check that. Listen, take it easy, guys. Don't burn the place down while we're gone. All right. Please. It's not too much to ask. All right. Keep an eye on the whole situation over in Russia and Ukraine. And of course, COVID over here as the narrative collapses. Keep your eye on all that. Take it easy now. It was a pleasure. Bye-bye.